In our gospel story this evening from Luke, we are witness to an interesting change in context. This story of a woman who anointed Jesus with expensive, extravagant ointment was indeed cherished by the early church. In all four gospel accounts, there is a story of a woman who, at a dinner party, comes and anoints Jesus' feet with a jar of ointment so expensive, it's as though she won the lottery. In each case, somebody protests the use of such valuable substance for anointing Jesus. In each story, Jesus' credentials as a prophet and as a socially minded person are called into question. And in each telling of this story, Jesus defends the action of the woman. But the writer of Luke is the only one who doesn't put this well-remembered story immediately before Jesus' passion. Luke's account doesn't put it so close to Jesus' death that we make the connection between the anointing and the preparation for his burial. In Luke's portrait of Jesus, the author paints a new context and creation. It is fashioned with a new color that takes this story of anointing and places it front and center in the house of a Pharisee. Luke mixes this account with teachings that give us a startling image of forgiveness projected directly from the heart of God. Luke connects grace and gratitude as Jesus reveals himself to be the one who has God's authority to forgive sins and the one who shares God's generous intention to heal life, restore relationships, and forgive sins. Luke's account is one that steers us towards cultivating generous hearts full of thanks and the grace to see our neighbors and creation as gifts offered to us through the sheer generosity of God's love. A generosity that was revealed to ancient Israel and to us today. In our Hebrew Bible reading this evening, God reveals God's self to Israel in God's divine court of law. God is both plaintiff and judge and calls Israel to the stand. Israel is in trouble yet again, and God is not happy, especially with the religious leaders. God calls Israel to court asking, "What is wrong with you? Why the heck can't you get it right? Haven't I released you from slavery and sent Miriam, Aaron, and Moses before to show you the way? What more can I do for you?" Finally, a representative of Israel says, okay, we're sorry. What do we have to do? Bring sacrifices before you, God?" We might expect God to say, "Sure, go ahead, bring your sacrifices." But God doesn't. Instead, God pulls a rabbit out of a hat. "God has told you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God?" The answer may come as a surprise. It is the simplest answer. And it's so often the hardest to do. And yet we strive. To strive for justice is an act of mercy. To love mercy is more than performing altruistic acts on behalf of those less fortunate. This mercy is tied up in our faithful covenant relationship with God and our neighbor. Loving mercy can be summarized as thinking the best of our neighbor, of the poor, the marginalized, and the addicted. We are creatures created in the image of God. Thus, we praise and give our thanks and offer back to God what is God's. May we praise and give thanks to God for creating us to love our neighbors, for giving us the capacity to love mercy and forgiveness, and to be ambassadors of justice. On this day of thanksgiving, let us always raise our prayers and praises to God with hearts and minds full of gratitude for all God has given us. A very happy Thanksgiving to you. Amen.